What's up, everybody? It's Dr. L here with Spartan Mind, your chief mind doc at Spartan. Now, do you have something coming up that maybe is going to require a certain level of confidence or courage, right? Do you have a race on the horizon or a presentation at work? I'm going to give you 3 steps to making sure that you go in there with confidence, courage, and clarity. Yep, it's my 3 C's. So the first is confidence. So what are the ways that you can tell yourself and use a mantra to move into whatever experience you've got coming up next with confidence? I have a mantra: I'm wild, I'm wonderful, and I will succeed. So if there's ever anything that I'm doing where I'm feeling a little bit off edge, I'm feeling a little bit insecure, I say that to myself 10 times. I know it might sound silly. I might seem like a 12-year-old. I don't care. It helps. And I guarantee that it will help you. Positive affirmations allow us to move into a position of feeling better about ourselves. Now, it doesn't always work that first time, right? You may feel super silly saying a mantra or a positive affirmation. However, I want you to try. I want you to practice it, right? So here's your homework. I want you every day, every morning for the next 5 days, waking up and saying a mantra to yourself that can help you build confidence, okay? So that's my first C. The next C, courage. Be courageous. Now, I've talked about this before, but the absence of fear is not courage. Courage is about being afraid and doing it anyway. So one of the ways that we allow ourselves to be courageous is to remind ourselves what's on the other side of this, right? To say, I'm going to feel so much better when this is done. I'm going to get that raise at work if this presentation goes well. I know that once I finish this marathon, I'm going to be on top of the world, right? So it's a little bit of future tripping because we're thinking about what's coming up for us, but it's also we're thinking about those primary gains that we get when we allow ourselves to be courageous, okay? So confident, courageous, and the third, clear. This is about clarity. This is about weeding all of those negative thoughts, all of those negative beliefs that you have about yourself, and moving into something with clarity. And one of the ways that we do that is by imagining that our thoughts are just clouds or cars whizzing by us, right? Because really, in a lot of ways, that's what thoughts are, right? It's sort of like music is notes on a piece of paper and drawing is a different way of putting construct together on a piece of paper. Thoughts are just words, sentences in our mind. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're facts. So when you think about them like clouds or cars just whizzing by, oh, There's the red Mazda Miata of me not being a good therapist whizzing by, you know, whatever it is, that's going to help you not get so attached to it. You're not going to fuse with the thought itself. You're going to create some separation and some distance from it. Okay. So those 3 things again: confidence, courage, and clarity. Good luck.